There's going to be a fair few nervous teenagers waking up right about now. 20 to 9? Good grief. And I bet the parents are even more nervous and have been up for hours because it is GCSE results day and schools across our area are getting ready to welcome pupils back in to find out just how they got on with their exams. Joe Lima, the fine academic that he is at one of those schools this morning. Morning, Joe.
A fine academic. That is certainly words I've never been said to me before. Normally, I got class clown, stop yeah. talking, stop looking out the window, stop daydreaming.
I got exactly the same. Mm. And look at us now.
Hey? The dizzy heights of BBC Radio Bristol. Well, good morning. Yes, I'm at King's Oak Academy in Kingswood, as you say. Children and their parents are coming in what, the next 20 minutes to receive the results of their GCSEs. I'm here now with Assistant Principal Ellie Doyle. Good morning.
Good morning.
So how do you feel? How's the last year been? Because you joined a year ago. How's it been for the last 12 months?
I've absolutely loved it, yes. I think that the students and the staff at King's Oak are such a wonderful bunch of people. It's hard work, as any school is, and there's been a lot of work to really try to make sure these students get the best results possible. That's a big part of my job. So it's nice to have today to sit back and think about what we've achieved over the last year.
And how do you feel in terms of what you've done over the last year and how you've got those students to this final day after 2 years for some teachers to now get the results?
I think the big thing is that it's just a massive team effort. There's a lot of people working with our year 11 students. We've got the head of year, the head of school, all of their teachers who care deeply about the results. And so it's just really about bringing those people together, showing that support. There are some students that have had wobbles along the way where we've had to give them extra support. But actually, a lot of it is just about guiding them through and making sure that staff are kind of working together really effectively on that. So very much a team effort.
There's going to be a lot of nerves right now. There's going to be parents driving into school with their little ones to bring in their child to get their results today. If they are nervous and, you know, it's all becoming a bit overwhelming, what advice would you have?
At King's Oak or at any school, the big advice that I would give is to get the support of the school, because that's absolutely what we're here for. We've done a lot of work with our students over the past year, making sure that they know not just what results they're working towards, but what the next steps are after that. These are the grades that I need to get onto that level 3 course, for example. But that work doesn't stop today. If a student has maybe got a couple of results that are not quite as good as they're hoping for, that's where we're here to help. We've got a whole team of people who can give advice, who can help you contact post-16 providers, still get onto a post-16 course. So even if you open those results and they're not absolutely what you were hoping for, there are so many different avenues that you can still go down, and there's lots of people still around to help.
And what I forget as well is that unlike when I did GCSEs a million years ago, it was, of course, A, B, C, D, E, F, G, or U in some cases. Now it's numbers. So can you just explain the correlation between, you know, if someone got a 4, what that equates to?
Absolutely. So a 4 is still a pass. But as you can see, 4 is equivalent to an old grade C. A 5 is what we call a strong pass. So there are some courses where the threshold to study that particular course might be a grade 5. However, for the vast majority of students, what they need to be able to progress onto a level 3 course is a grade 4, particularly in English and maths. So those are the key measures that we have about how well we're serving our students. And thankfully, this year, we've got our strongest results ever in terms of those grade 4s for English and maths. More students than ever before have those passes that allow them to go on to those post-16 courses. So that's really positive for us.
Talking of numbers, you're also not only assistant principal, you're also a maths teacher. So just for you, I have brought in an example question taken from the Maths GCSE 2024 paper. So can you please tell me the next number in this? No, this is for Ellie. The next number in the sequence, 7, 10, 13, 16, 19.
I think you've given me a very kind question there, so I can tell you the next number in that sequence is 22.
Is absolutely right.
Can I have
Cav,
that question?
For you, no, you've got this question, and if you'd like to play along at home, you can. You can text, you can call, you can get your answer in. This is
that,
a sample
that one you just
GCSE.
Asked Ellie, was that GCSE?
Yeah. Yes, it was.
Okay.
Yeah, this is a sample GCSE maths question from a practice paper I found just this morning. So, Jess, do you want to read it out, Ellie? There it is. There's the question. There.
Absolutely. So, Simon invests £8,000 for 3 years in an account paying compound interest. First year, the rate of interest is 3%. From the second year, the rate of interest is 1.5%. Work out the value of Simon's investment at the end of 3 years.
Yeah. So, answers, please, as fast as you can. You've got until just before 9 o'clock. So Simon invests £8,000 for 3 years in an account paying compound interest. In the first year, the rate of interest is 3%. From the second year, the rate of interest is 1.5%. Work out the value of Simon's investment at the end of 3 years. You can use a calculator. Your time starts now. Cav, good luck. If you're listening, get your answer in and you'll find out in the next 15 minutes the answer to that sample GCSE maths question for 2024.
What's compound interest?
What's compound interest?
Compound interest is how most banks operate. It's essentially that after a year, you have more money in your bank account. So that new interest is calculated on the new amount in your account. So simple interest is where the same amount gets added on each year. In reality, that isn't really how banks operate. They calculate it based on the new amount that's in your account. So it increases by more each time.
I haven't got the account where the money goes up. I definitely haven't got that one. It only goes down. Okay, 8,000, 3 years. Right, okay. Oh, my goodness. Honestly, my palms are sweating. I'm not joking. My palms are sweating. And also just a teacher telling me stuff is scaring me. How long have I got?
You've got till about 9 o'clock. I can hear the stress in your voice already.
Right, okay. Back to you soon. Let's see if I can work it out. Thank you so much, Joe. Joe there. He's at King's Oak Academy in Kingswood for GCSE results. They'll be finding out in a few moments' time. My goodness, what a moment.